Lucas, your ears must have been burning. We were talking about you, knew you had you coming on. Good to have you back on. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing extremely well here.
Would the description of thicker be accurate?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm thicker, definitely not fatter, like you said that you hoped I'd not look, so...
I got to ask you, Lucas, you know, the weight gain, and I'm sure you're probably sick of talking about it as much as you do, but it's been a big part of your time at UW from the time under Dave Christensen where you would get in trouble for not eating enough. There would be some sorts of punishment where you get in trouble to now, you know, being up near 230 pounds, which I'm guessing is probably as much as you've been since you've been to Wyoming. It's been a big deal. It's been a big fight for you to do this. What's that been like over the last few years?
You know, it's been tough. Me and DJ May, another linebacker, we were talking about it. And it just took us 5 years to finally be able to put on weight for the first time because, I mean, he's gained probably 15, 20 pounds also since last season. And, you know, it just feels good to be able to finally put some weight back on.
Lucas Walker joining us here at the Sports Zone. Lucas, how have you been able to do that? You know, what's been the biggest key for you to be able to do that from last year to this year?
Well, I mean, I really haven't done anything different.
Okay.
I went home for Christmas break, and the goal was to come back around 220, and the first 2 weeks I was home, I got to 220, and so then the next goal was to be 230. So then I came back about 231, 232, and right now I'm sitting around 228. So it's been pretty good being able to just eat. I mean, being able to just, the first 2 weeks I was eating a lot and getting my stomach stretched out to be able to put the weight on. And then after that, I was just always hungry. So I was just eating a lot and working out a lot. So that's really the main things I was doing.
Lucas, you've been a very productive linebacker for this program over your career, and penciled in at the middle linebacker spot. I know you've played out at the will. You know, you seem like you played every position at linebacker in this program. But how are you feeling at will? Not just because you've added the extra weight, but how's spring going so far? How are you feeling, and how confident are you feeling there in the middle right now?
It feels good being able to. This will be my third spring ball in this defense. So. Coming out, I'm a veteran now, and being able to understand concepts about what offenses do and being able to apply those to the defenses that we run is a major concept that I finally figured out and finally started learning. So it actually feels really good being able to play Mike and also know other positions as well.
Lucas Walker joining us here in the Sports Zone. With the weight gain, has losing speed been a concern, or are you pretty much where you've been in that area?
Oh yeah, speed's definitely around the same. I feel more explosive, stronger also, and I think I was probably around 11% last year. Now I'm I think around 12% body fat. So I've gained 1% body fat and. You know, it just feels a lot better being able to take on hits and being able to hit those offensive linemen.
Because how would you say, look, I know when you're out there, you're worried about what you need to do, but you're a leader of the middle linebacker, kind of you're the anchor of this defense. So how, you know, we saw what DJ May and even Tim Kamina can do on the strong side. How are they doing, and how would you kind of assess the will spot? I know there's a lot of guys, you know, working hard and competing for time. How would you kind of assess how those other two spots are looking right now?
Like you said, yeah, DJ May and Tim Kamina and also Christian Irving and actually Adam Pilipil, those guys have all exceeded really well over that same spot this spring and learned a lot. Those guys are veteran guys because they're not freshmen anymore. So being able to count on those guys is definitely going to be a plus. Plus, DJ May's and incredible athlete over there at that strong side, and extremely fast, and I mean he's around 215, 216 pounds too, and at that nickel spot, and so he's doing a great job over there, and at that will spot, Lewis Bach and Logan Wilson are both exceeding very well And those guys, I mean, they're both young and they're both still learning how to play that wheel spot. And, you know, it's good that this spring that they're being able to do that. And they're going through it and they're doing extremely well so far.
Lucas, what motivates you guys as a unit to get better? Is it 2-10? Is it the yardage and the points that were given up the last couple of years? What is it really that gets you guys going and lead you to believe that you're going to be an improved unit this year?
You hit it on the head, man. It's really that 2-10 record and the yardage and stuff, man. Coach Dennison, we talked a lot over winter conditioning about. We owe a lot of people a lot of stuff. So those teams that dumped us good last year, they just didn't really see what's going to be coming for them this year with how young we were last year and how more experienced we'll be this year. And we owe a lot of people a lot of stuff, and that's really just the main motivation that we have.
You know, with the weight gain, we always bring up your golf game. Has that affected your golf game at all? You haven't really been able to get out and play. Do you think it's going to be a problem?
I went down spring break. I was down in Florida with my brother spring training. So we went out and played a couple times. I was kind of shaky a little bit at first, but I started getting it down a little bit. I don't think it's going to. I guess I'll have to hit the range a couple times before I go out and play this year.
Speaking of that, who's your favorite? Who you predicting is going to win the National League this year?
Oh, you already know that answer. St. Louis.
Thank you very much, Lucas. Yes, the Cardinals are going to.
I thought with all the guys that left, maybe the Cubs were the favorite now.
Cubs will bust.
Thank you.
Too hyped.
Gosh, I'm glad somebody else is. You know, Robert over here is a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, so he's hoping for a Cubs bus too.
Yeah,
it's got to happen.
Yeah. It's that. Yeah, there's. I think Arrieta pitched too many innings last year, so I just don't see him repeating the same year yet.
You know, we've talked about weight gain and the positive strides that the entire team has made. Have you had a chance to get a good look on Brian Hill, or is that even possible?
Oh, yeah, I see him. I see him. We work out together, and I see him across the line of scrimmage every day. So, you know, he looks good out there. He's lean. He's big. I think he weighed about 222 today. So he's getting big, and he's extremely fast now, too. He's gained a lot of speed from last year. So, you know, it's good going against a guy like that in the spring, too. It helps our whole defense out because, I mean, that's the – what I say, that was definitely the best running back in the league last year in the Mountain West, or that we played all season. So being able to go against him every day is definitely going to help us.
You think he's got a chip on his shoulder from not being picked first-team All-Conference?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely – they didn't do that very well.
I could just see the wheels turning right there.
Yeah,
based on the correct way to say that.
Yeah, I didn't want to say the wrong thing there. So
yeah, he was a little short.
I'll just say he has a chip on his shoulder because of the wrong choices that they picked.
Good stuff. Hey, Lucas, we appreciate the time, man. It's always good to catch up with you. Have a good rest of the spring, and I'm sure we'll catch up to you as the summer comes around. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Take it easy. There you go. Lucas Waka joining us here.